Hey guys, before we get started with Hannah Goldie, let's thank Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out at warhammerfightwear.com. They got some of the best gear in all of MMA. They have gear for the ladies, the men, and of course the kids. They got trucker hats and everything else in between. Check out Warhammer Fightwear at warhammerfightwear.com or on the Amazon app. Check out warhammerfightwear.com. All right, guys, here we go. Getting close to Fight Bananas 200. Hannah Goldie coming on the show. Hey, Hannah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Not even one of my favorite, you know, fighters and all that stuff. One of my favorite people on this planet. Holy crap, the whole world's going crazy now, right? It's like...
Yeah, literally nuts. It's like, I just feel like it's like a movie. It's like not real.
Right. It's something on Netflix. It is. It's absolutely. That's kind of like the topic. There's so much more. I got like 10 things for you. But how are you doing personally? How's Odin? How's the family? And then how is after that? First of all, how's that? How are you doing?
We're good. You know, like it's been crazy having Odin stuck in the house. Like he's kind of going crazy. I'm kind of going crazy. We're used to like being able to go out and do stuff all the time. So it's like. We're just trapped in the house, and I literally went to Walmart the other day and bought, like, $200 worth of stuff for him to play with in the backyard. And obviously, like, he's two, so, like, he doesn't want to play with any of it.
Right.
So it's, like, but no, we've been, I mean, it's been fun. It's been nice to just, like, enjoy time where, like, I don't feel like I have to be somewhere else, you know? Like, right. I can just, like, chill with him and not have to worry about the all the other stuff that's usually on my mind.
Right. Yeah, with us, we, you know, we've got the twin girls. We have Dylan and Susie. My wife is just doing all this stuff with the kids. And, you know, I'm coming in because I'm usually at work and now I'm not. So I'm kind of just like trying to help them, you know, in any way I can. And our thing is, all we do is like we go on walks. We go on a morning walk and like a night walk. And the night walk, like her and I, like, okay, we got 3 hours to night walk. We got 2 hours to night walk. It's like our thing. It's like that's all we can do because usually the kids, they kind of like fall asleep when you push them around the cart, and we have this nice neighborhood. So that's our go-to thing is this night walk. But then, okay, family aside, one thing, it was funny, we were talking about it too, and I knew you were coming on, is people that can't go to work because of the corona effect. And, you know, people say, oh, wow, I can't go to the gym, but there's only a few. There's, you know, what? 280 UFC fighters and, you know, Bellator and all that. But your gym is your job. Like, that is your work. And with all these gyms being closed, literally, and particularly, like, locked down and closed, how are you dealing with, you know, just staying in shape and trying to stay in work? Because you usually are one of the most fit females in the MMA scene. So how are you doing it just staying in shape?
I mean, I feel like working out is like something that if like you really want to do, you can do it with no equipment. So it's like, I don't think like as a professional athlete, you ever have an excuse to like not be in shape. Cause like, I don't know, like when I first started, I couldn't afford a gym membership. I like was at the beach doing beach workouts and stuff like that. So it's like, you could, there's always something that you can be doing. It does suck. Like obviously because we're social distancing, like I can't train with people. Like,
right, right.
It is. I am lucky enough to have like, you know, people in my life that like still I'm close enough with them that like I can go to Mitchell's house and like Mitchell holds mitts for me. You know what I mean? Like right. I'm blessed to have that. And like a lot of fighters, you know, at that level, like in the UFC, like they do have that too, but it's still, it just sucks. It just makes everything a lot harder. But you know, I do think that people should be taking it serious and not just like training with whoever and just like, you know, going around and like being gross about it because it right. is a serious thing, you know, like a lot of people are dying. So it's like the sooner that we can just like get it together, we can get back to our normal lives. And right. that will be awesome.
Right. I know. I cannot wait. It's like, I cannot wait to work. Oh my goodness. Mitchell, we'll talk about him later in the show. I have something about that too. But the next thing I want to kind of start with is, you know, we were there, Pensacola, last Island Fights. I think it was Island Fights 50, if I remember right. Your last fight before Dana White Contender Series. We were out there, too. Dean and I were out there, Dana White Contender Series. Vegas gets the win. And then short notice, I think we can finally tell this story. It's like so much in the past now. I remember someone sends me a picture on their iPhone and says, Hannah Goldie-UFC. and you weren't a UFC fighter yet. You were in that in between, and you were maybe thinking about one, or you were thinking maybe something overseas and all this kind of stuff in this middle game. And then we FaceTime you. We don't even call you. Like, it's a FaceTime. There's nothing more like intimate than a FaceTime without even knowing. So we FaceTime you right away, knowing that you had the short notice fight with UFC. So now, kind of looking back on, it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years. Island Fights 50, Dana White Contender Series, short notice fight UFC. How happy have you been with that, road? Was there something you would change or move around, or just everything is, on plan right now?
Obviously, like, there's always things, like, especially in, like, a contact sport that, like, you can't plan for, like, injuries and training. You know what I mean? Like, they happen a lot and they suck. And, like, after, before my Contender Series fight, like, I had, like, a 12-week fight camp for that fight. And, like, when Abe called me for that fight, like, I was already in fight shape. And, like, I remember, like, I was driving home from – I was training at Paul Rodriguez's gym, and I was, like, heading home from training. And I'm like, man, fuck. Like, if I don't, like, start making money from fighting soon, like, I'm just going to have to get another job and, like, really start working, like, on something else, you know? And then, like, Abe called me, and he's like – what's up, like, Contender Series in June? And I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. So, like, that fight camp was amazing. Like, the best fight camp I've ever had. Like, I was in, like, super good shape, like, from the beginning of fight camp, which, like, usually it takes me a little bit to get there. And, like, everything just happened, like, good. Like, I just felt like that fight camp was, like, the way it was supposed to be. And then I started having some, like, chronic injuries, like, pack on my body afterwards, but, like, I never, like, took the time to heal the way that I should have, and, like, right. That's definitely one thing right. I regret is, like, not taking time to, like, actually, like, heal my body properly, because I probably wouldn't have been dealing with a lot of stuff over the past 6 months. Like, ideally I would have had, like, to fight, like, at least 2 times since my last fight, but right, you know, right. Shit happens. So going forward, I just am happy that now I have, like, a really solid team behind me for, like, my recovery and my training and stuff. So, you know, just making better decisions as far as, like, taking time off when I need to, because we all know I'm kind of a psychopath about that.
Yeah, you kind of go. Yeah, you don't stop working out for sure. Well, there's, like, 3 things I want to hit on there. One, you said about it was the best fight camp you've ever had, like, as a fighter or, like, anything, a podcast. And sometimes after an interview, I'm like, damn, I nailed it. Like, you know when you nail it. Has that, when you say that camp, do you know what you can put your finger on why it was the best camp you ever had? Was there something, like, just every day just kept on, you know, was better than the next? Was there something you could put, like, a special sauce on it? With that, as two is, I was going to say, how is your body now? You were saying, like, I'm finally trying to get healed. How are you physically now? Are you 95%? Are you almost 100% now?
The injury that made me have to back out of my fight in New Zealand, I've had a team at Advantacare in Maitland, really helping me with a lot of alternative surgery stuff that has been, you know, improving me daily. So I'm super excited about that. But, you know, I'm just, like, starting to ease back into training, and, you know, there may be something in the near future that we'll talk about at some point.
Sounds good. On that day, I'll wear your shirt.
Okay. Sounds good. But right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think, like, the most important part of my fight camp is always just, like, feeling like I'm, like, prepared physically, and that makes me prepared mentally, you know? So, like, if I know that I put the work in, and, like, I know that I did everything that I could to win that fight, then, like, mentally, like, there's nothing else for me to think about. Like, I'm like, okay, like, I did everything that I could. I gave it everything that I had. So, like, if I don't win, at least I knew that, you know what I mean? Like, right. At least I fucking did everything that I could to be as prepared as I could.
So almost, but it sounds like if you are physically in the best shape that you are in, that's, like, that's the beginning of it. And then mentally, you can work on the ground game. You can work on your cardio. You can work on whatever the job is. You know what I mean? If it's standing up or whatever.
Yeah, man. I mean, you could be the best fighter in the world, and if you don't have cardio, like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So I think that's, like, a huge advantage mentally, like, as well as physically, you know?
Right, right.
Knowing you put the work in, knowing that, like, you took it serious. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, I see a lot of professional athletes that, like, I feel like I'm, like, you obviously don't take this serious. You know what I mean? Like, it's your job, so you should take it serious.
100%. And you know it, and we know it. How many people have we seen get into the big show or make that good money for a year or two, and then they're just back out? It's this, it's a brutal sport. It's no one, there's no friends up there in the big game. It's if you're not doing the job or not getting the wins, they let it go. It's brutal. It's savage up there. I definitely got to hit you up on the Weili Ioana fight. A lot of people are saying the best female fight ever, maybe even the best fight ever. Did you watch it live? What did you think when you saw that fight?
I mean, it was a fucking badass fight.
It was.
Like, you don't want to have very many fights like that in your career. Like,
right.
It's awesome. Like, what I was saying, like, right after that fight, Hank texts me. He's like, I never want you to get in a fight like that. Like, which, like, for me, like, yeah, nobody wants to get in a fight like that. But, like, it is fucking, like, they just fucking set the stage for themselves. You know what I mean? Like, right. That fight is one of the greatest fights ever. And, like, everybody will remember them because of that fight. Like, that's fucking cool.
For
but,
sure.
You know, it does that damage. That damage is serious.
I know. And it's no one ever, you know, now Ioana with the, you know, she's been in the 14 octagon fights. And I think 7 or 8 of them I heard have been championship fights, 5-round fights and, you know, 4-round fights and all that. It's like sooner or later that takes a toll on a body. There's only so much, like you said, like you can get hit. It's just crazy. But that was one of the greatest fights I've ever seen. It was just goosebumps for, you know, all 5 rounds. I remember probably 2 years ago when we first started talking, and you know, I remember talking to you and also Felicia Spencer. Like, you two guys were pretty, like, on the wavelength of, I thought, the best females in our area, best females in the state, kind of a thing. And just to be honest about everyone, you know, I kind of talked to her, like, you know, Hannah's stand-up game is, like, insane. You know, kickboxing, all that stuff is, like, you know, watch out for Hannah. And you were right on the cusp of the UFC, you know, Island Fights and all that jazz. And now Felicia Spencer's fighting for the featherweight championship against Amanda Nunes. 3 out of 4 wins in the UFC, her only loss against Cyborg, which is a good loss underneath her belt. You know, does that motivate you to say, hey, like, you know, me and Felicia's 2-3 years ago, our names are close, and now she's fighting for the championship in a featherweight division against Amanda Nunes. And, you know, and soon, very soon, there will be your next fight in the UFC. But does that motivate you to, like, yeah, I'm taking what's mine now?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's definitely a fire under my ass. Like, all of, like, my training partners and coaches have, like, been having to kind of, like, calm me down because I'm, like, amped for my next fight, like, super amped. Like, they're like, all right, let's fucking just, like, relax a little bit. But no, man, Felicia is very, very motivational for a lot of reasons. One of my favorite things about her, like, what you just said, like, no offense, but, like, you said, like, you know, her only loss is against Cyborg, like, which is a good loss. And, like, I know a lot of people, like, had, like, counted her out for that fight. Like, Felicia fucking believed that she was
right.
going to win that fight,
right.
like, straight up. And I don't think that a lot of girls that have fought Cyborg really felt that way. And, like, I know that Felicia really fucking felt that way. Like, she's a bad bitch, you know what I mean? And, like, she believes in herself, and that is, I think, one of the most motivational things about her. Like, she's real. I like her a lot.
100% agree. Same thing. 2 years ago. 2 years ago and a year ago. Talked to her. She's been on the podcast multiple times. Talked to her off air, and she's like, she told me 2 years ago, she's like, I want Cyborg. Like, one of these days, it will just happen. I will fight Cyborg. And then kind of when it got close, when she got in the UFC and the Cyborg thing happened, she told me too, after the Cyborg fight, even after the loss, she's like, I'm going to fight Amanda Nunes and I'm going to beat her. Like, I'm going to be the girl who beats Amanda Nunes. She, like, told me this 14, 15 months ago, and now it's happening. Maybe in UFC 250, if the UFC has events. I don't know if you saw Felicia Spencer's like, Amanda, stay in Florida. Like, I know you live here. I live here. We can hopefully do it in Florida. Because Habib's in Russia and can't travel. It's just crazy. What do you, more like, just the state of the UFC right now, it's in mayhem. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy, especially because, like, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, like, there's a bunch of fighters that, like, have planned fights. And, like, you know, we're all still training and, like, staying ready and stuff. But, like, the level of training that you get training in your garage with one person is not the same as being in a full fight camp with bodies on bodies on bodies in the gym, like, working specifically what you need to for your game plan. Like, it's not the same. Like, I personally, like, I always want to fight, and like, I'm always going to be ready to fight, like, if I have a fucking fight scheduled, but I would always prefer to have like a legitimate fight camp over like having to train in my garage, you know, like it sucks, but I don't know. Like, I definitely think that it's the right call to hold off on the events right now. But I just think like the shittiest part is that we just don't know like what's going to happen. Like, they just extended the ban on gyms to the 30th now. And like, they could extend that again, you know? So like, by the time we're all back at the gym, it could be like mid-May, So,
and Dustin Poirier was on Instagram Live earlier today, and he's got a fight like in mid-May, and he's like, I'm in Lafayette, I can't even get down to Coconut Creek. Like, they have it blocked off. Lafayette can't get over to Florida. And then he's like, I don't know who I'm training with. I'm usually training with Masvidal and, you know, all those welterweights down there at Coconut Creek. And he's like, I just can't do it. So it's just like you said, it's like, it's just a weird time. Like, you know, you can train at five different places. We see you go to different camps and different gyms, and you work with this person or that person, and now you're working at Gold's Gym, in your garage there. We're coining that name. I'm telling you, that's money.
I feel like that sounds so good. It has to be a thing.
I know, like tank tops that says Gold's Gym on it. It's made, you know.
I got the guns for that.
You do, for sure, for sure. Guys, we're talking with Hannah Goldie. We'll probably leave it on this. One of the last things, and you mentioned Mitchell Chamali earlier. What he did for Combat Night in Duval was insane, and I want you to definitely hit on that if you can. But the thing I'm going to get to is, you're kind of one of the fighters in this whole state that has a really good relationship with Mitchell Chamali and Dean Toole. A lot of it seems like, you know, a lot of people go through the Combat Night waves, or they go through the Island Fight waves, and, you know, Dean and Mitchell are great, but it seems like they have their certain niches and areas and stuff of that nature. You have a great relationship with Mitchell and Brandy, but also you have fought for Dean, and, you know, they deal with FRM and all that stuff up there. So it just seems like, out of all people in the game, in the fight game, in the Florida game especially, you have great relationships with both. You know, what do you put that to? Is that a credit to yourself? Are you happy to have great relationships with both? All that together.
Man, like, I had always said, I loved fighting for Dean. Like, he always took care of me. Like, coming up, like, on the regional scene, like, I always wanted to fight for him. You know what I mean? Like, I had gone up north once, but I'm pretty sure all of my pro fights were with him, except for one.
Yes.
Except for my mass fight. Yeah. Yep. And, like, I don't know. Like, it always felt nice fighting up there. Everybody from Pensacola was always super supportive. And, you know, I feel like he cared about the fighters and like their careers, and you know, he wasn't like setting anybody up ever too. Like, he had like two, like, his friends fighting each other, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
To make good
right.
fights, because
right.
like, he's like dedicated to making good fights, you know. Obviously, like, Mitchell with Combat Night, like, on a professional level, like, I have so much respect for him as well. Like, he's taken, you know, something and made it into like this huge thing. Like, he's doing big things, and I know he's going to continue to do big things with Combat Night, and, you know, hopefully with this apprentice show, like, I'm really hoping that that could be something that ends up happening for him, because I don't really think there's many other people that show is like tailor made for him.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, he's been working hard, and Dean too, you know, they've been grinding the past couple years. So I'm really proud of them, and I'm happy for them. And I'm happy that I came up, you know, with them, you know, and obviously, like, on a personal level, you know, they're my boys. Like, I love those guys. Dean, I don't get to see as much, obviously, but, you know, Mitch is family to me, you know. Brandy and Caden, like, Caden's my boyfriend, you know, Brandy's like my sister, like,
right.
I love them. So yeah, like I said, and I've said a million times, I'm very blessed to, you know, have a lot of people in my life. And especially in this sport, it's always nice to be surrounded by people that actually care about you, because there's a lot of people that are just out for themselves and, like,
yes.
don't really give a shit. And luckily, like, I've landed with a good group. So I'm very grateful for that.
For sure. And I always think, too, that good people or driven people or hardworking people surround themselves with good people or hardworking people, too. It's just who you are. So much love and appreciation for you, Hannah. Thank you for coming on. Always appreciate you. I know there's something soon, but hopefully it happens. Hopefully the UFC is good, and then when that does, we'll have you back on the show. I kind of will wear your shirt underneath mine and surprise everyone like last time, but we'll take it from there. But
has any idea what's going on? You think they know?
I don't know.
What's the announcement? What do you think it is?
You know what I'm going to say it to. Oh, goodness.
I'm just messing.
I know. Yeah. Well, I have no idea. But no, stay safe. Seriously, I saw your mom in the background. Tell her we all said hello. We'll grab lunch together soon, eating 6 feet away from you guys, and we'll have Odin and Dylan get together very soon.
Yes, let's do it. Miss you guys.
All right, miss you guys too. We'll talk to you soon. All right, guys, that was Hannah Goldie coming back on the Fight Bananas podcast. It's so funny. I think she was the second podcast ever. We're in the 190s. We're getting ready for podcast number 200. Man, we're so excited. And we just have nothing but just great news. March was our most downloadable month ever. A huge thank you to Dean Thomas with him kind of hitting the news that him leaving ATT here on the Fight Bananas podcast. Also, Phil Rose episode exploded. So, big ups. We just had a tremendous month of March. Most downloadable month ever. YouTube's on fire. We finally hit that 1,000 subscribers we've been trying to hit, so we got that. We're rolling. But thank you so much, Hannah Goldie. So much love for her. Her and her family, they're dear friends with us and our family. So, can't wait. News on the horizon. We'll just leave it like that. And come on, hopefully everything goes well for the UFC. Then, we'll break some news here on Fight Bananas like we do. But talking about news, I definitely want to, it's just hard times. I am shopping and buying as local as possible. And I just want, hopefully you guys do the same. And three more companies that are local. Endstill Nutrition, been with us since the beginning. Go to endstillnutrition.com. Great company, out of the panhandle. Show them love. Tons of supplements. You guys, we need this. We need to stay healthy. We need to keep our mind right. We need to keep our bodies right. Guys, go to endstillnutrition.com. Also, Makotech mouth guards. If you need a mouth guard, they are the place to go. Also, same thing, a local company. Just come on. It's people that take care of us. We want to take care of them. And last but definitely not least, Fusion CBD products. We're loving them out of down south here in Florida, FusionCBDProducts.com. They always have great sales. I love the instant freeze. They got the oils, the vape pens, FusionCBDProducts.com. You put in our code FIGHT2020 for 20% off. There's a bare knuckle code that we're hooking up with Bare Knuckle and Brews. That podcast is coming out really, really soon with our main man, Vince Anderson and Puma Star. So much going on. Guys, we just had that guy's wrestling podcast. We got WrestleMania 36. Tons of content underneath here, the Fight Bananas umbrella. And that's it, guys. We are rolling out. Hopefully you enjoyed. Stay safe. More than anything, stay safe. Stay with your families. Spend time with them. Read. Meditate and listen to Fight Bananas podcast. It's just, it is what it is. All right, guys. Have a good day. Have a good time. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you real soon.